Hey everyone, it is Jet from Modern Combat and Survival. Welcome to podcast episode number 209. And in this week's podcast, I'm going to give you six reasons why you need to add a laser sight to all of your home defense weapons, as well as a few quick tips on how to use a laser sight for personal defense. Let's talk tactics.
Tactical firearms training, urban survival, close quarters combat.
This is another podcast to help you better prepare for any threat you may face in your role as a protector and a patriot. This is Modern Combat and Survival.
Hey there, welcome everyone. This is Jeff Anderson, editor for Modern Combat and Survival Magazine and executive director of the New World Patriot Alliance with another podcast to help you better prepare for any threat that you may face in your role as a protector and a patriot. And I don't have to guess because I already know the answer probably to this question, mainly because I ask it. Like every firearms course that I hold, I pretty much ask this question. And without a doubt, this is like always the same answer that I always get when it comes to asking the question of, do you have a laser sighting system on your home defense firearms? And I'm talking about, it doesn't matter if you have a pistol, a shotgun, or a rifle as your primary home defense weapon. And if you do, well, kudos to you because you already know the importance of it, but most of you don't. And the reasons why typically come down to three general myths that I hear from people when they come to our course. And that is, myth number one is that lasers will give away your position in the dark. Well, no, they don't. That's a myth. It's not like you might see in like, what was the show I just saw? I just saw the movie, I think it was Resident Evil, and people were coming through with their lasers. Actually, it might have. I think I've also seen it in like The Punisher and Daredevil, and military, either soldiers come through or police come through, and you can see this beam of light coming out of their weapon. And if you were a bad guy and you saw that, all you have to do, right, is just like watch the laser all the way back to the weapon. Like that just shows you where the person is, right? Well, no, lasers for firearms only show at the point of impact. So it doesn't show a laser that's coming through. Now, if it is in a dusty room, if there was like an explosion or something, or if there's a lot of dust in the room, wherever that light makes impact, even if it's on dust or any sort of particles in the air, then it would show through, but that's few and far between under different circumstances. So it is a myth. It's not necessary, or it's not a problem when it comes to home defense. Myth number two is that lasers aren't effective as red dot scopes when it comes to what you use for sighting. Well, red dot and lasers are used for different reasons, and they are just as effective as red dot scopes depending upon what the circumstances are. And we're talking about for home defense here. And so this is one of the things that I tell people that need. Or myth number three is my favorite, which is that using a laser is actually like cheating with your firearms. And in a way it kind of is, but I have a couple things to say to that. One, there are times where you need cheating as much as possible. Number two, it does not take away from your need to understand the fundamentals of firing. However, there are some reasons why it is cheating that you really must actually know are powerful tools in your tool chest, and they will actually help you. And do you really care if it's going to save your life or the life of someone that you love? Do you really care if it's cheating? Well, we're going to dive a little bit into that more here in just a little bit. But here are six reasons why you absolutely should have a laser on every single one of your home defense firearms. And reason number one is the most obvious, and that is nighttime target acquisition and engagement. And it is obvious, but it is a great reason, right? If you're shooting under low light conditions, and FBI stats show us that most of the time you are going to be shooting under low light conditions because criminals want to use the cover of darkness to be able to engage their attacker, be able to target somebody. So when it comes to a home invasion, those can happen at any time during the day. But nonetheless, when you're looking at a nighttime home invasion, this is when a laser lighting system is really going to help you out the most, because you're most likely not going to be able to use your weapon's regular sights if it is in the dark. Now, lasers won't illuminate your attacker for you, but they will give you back the ability to make sure that your bullet is headed in their direction and on target. And that it's not left or right, because when talking about home invasion, we always have to think about our backstop, right? So if you miss an attacker, you could very well be putting that bullet into a child's room or something like that. And so you want to make sure that you are on target. A laser allows you to be able to at least, at the very least, make sure that you are justifying your target, that you are justifying that you have the right, that your sights are on the target. Even if you have something like tritium sights or something where you can see the sights, the laser is going to give you the point of impact, not just the sight that you have on your weapon there. Okay. So it is going to help you to, with more precise nighttime targeting. Reason number two for having a laser sighting system, is with poor vision. So it might be that you are older or your eyesight has gotten worse. It could be that it's at nighttime and you normally wear glasses, which gives you perfect vision, but maybe you can't reach your glasses in time, or maybe you can't get to your glasses. Maybe your glasses break and you don't, now all of a sudden you don't have them. They fall off and it's dark and you can't find them. Or you might just, it might could be a nighttime invasion and you hear a loud noise and you have those sleepy eyes, right? Either way, having a laser allows you to confirm your target sighting when your vision is less than perfect. So it's going to help to bridge that gap where your sighting might not be the best confirmation that you've got the, you've got your sights on target there. All right. Reason number three is with offhand shooting. Now, we talk about the need to shoot with your offhand and practice that so that you are proficient with it should something happen, like you could get shot, for example. It could be a situation where you damage your one arm, or you might be holding on to a loved one or carrying a child with you, something that takes your arm, your regular shooting hand out of. Obviously, I would not want to carry a child with my good shooting hand, right? But again, you never know when you might have to use your offhand for shooting. And no matter how many times we say that you should be practicing it, you're never going to be as proficient as you are with your dominant shooting hand. So having a laser sighting system on your firearm allows you to be more accurate with that firearm. So again, is it cheating? Yes. And this is a time where you really want to cheat. Okay. So it's going to give you an instant accuracy boost by using this laser sighting system. So especially if you are carrying something or if you are dealing with an injury that's going to throw you off anyway, because you're not going to have the entire mental wherewithal to be able to engage your attack or be able to get your sights on target there, all right? So a laser sighting system is going to help you when you're using your offhand as well, all right? Okay, we are halfway through our six reasons for why all of your home defense weapons must have a laser sighting system on them, and I have three more coming up that, frankly, most people don't even think about when it comes to home defense tactics. But first, check out this special message.
What if everything you knew about how to stop a violent attacker with your gun was wrong? Discover the advanced tactics you must know now to protect yourself and those you love with a firearm. Check out our free book, Stopping Power Secrets. Inside, you'll find such no-hold-barred shockers as 1. The three most common myths and misinformation shoveled out by movies and gun-range know-it-alls that could get you killed in a real-life gunfight. 2. The cold, hard truth about your personal weapon's ability to be a one-shot man-stopper. 3. What coroners know about selecting the right ammo for your firearm that you don't. 4. And the simple training trick used by Abrams tank crews and commercial airline pilots that will prepare you for a real attack even better than your best day at the range. Don't place your family's safety in the hands of Hollywood fairy tales and hearsay. Claim your free copy of Stopping Power Secrets now at www.stoppingpowersecrets.com. And now back to the show.
Okay, we're back and we're talking about the top six reasons that all of your home defense weapons should have a laser sighting system on them. And let's go ahead and jump back in now with reason number four, which is cross-eye dominance. Now, this is more of an issue when it comes to like rifles and shotguns and things like that, more than so than it is with handguns. But a lot of times people who are, like, say, right-handed shooters naturally use their left eye for sighting instead of their right one. They feel like that's more, that's the natural way that they shoot. And you really should go with your body's own natural dynamics and your mechanics for how you're going to engage an attacker. But the problem is that when it's the chaos of a real gunfight, that cross-eyed dominance can really throw a hiccup in there. And what a laser sighting system allows you to do is to not have to focus in as much on the sights during that gunfight. So again, it gives you that confirmation that you might need with cross-eyed dominance. So laser is going to shorten the time it's going to take you to actually acquire your target and pull the trigger, so you can actually be able to engage the target faster while your eyes and brain are arguing back and forth there about how you should be shooting there, right? So it's going to shorten that gap. It's going to take out that factor a lot easier with cross-eyed dominance, all right? Reason number five, something a lot of people don't think about, and that's shooting around corners and obstacles. So what I mean by that is, let's say that you're right-handed, okay, and you have to move around your home. Let's say you have to get to a loved one. You have to clear the house. It's a nighttime home invasion. You hear a noise down there, but you've got to go and make sure that you get a child from a bedroom or whatever. So to make sure that you're all together and that you can go to a safe room collectively. But you might have to go around like a corner of your home that is a right turn corner. So what I mean by that is, you know, we talk about slicing the pie, right? Where you are trying to, you don't know what's around the corner, but you have to basically stay away from the corner and you want to get around that corner. Now, if you're, let's say that you are traveling down and it's going to be a right hand, a 90 degree turn along your hallway to get to that, to get to the next place that you want to get to, and it's going to your right. So if you imagine that you're right-handed, okay, you're right eye dominant, you're right-hand shooter, you are going to turn that corner to your right. Doing that, if you were to use your right eye the way that you normally would, the left side of your head is going to be exposed first. So whether you're peeking around the corner, whether you are slicing the pie, you're going to be exposing a part of your body unless you switch eyes, which is difficult for a lot of people, unless you switch eyes and you go around that corner, which is what you want to do. You want to expose less of you as you possibly can. And so when you go around by switching your hand and your eye, you're now able to get the firearm around the corner and be able to get a visual confirmation of what lies around that corner much faster if you have the laser sighting system. So you're not, so again, if you're switching hands and you're switching the eye that you're going to be using, then that's going to be difficult for you, even more difficult than just doing like offhand shooting, right? So that laser is going to allow you to, again, get that sight on the target a lot faster if there is an attacker around that corner. Okay. Does that make sense? Okay. Now it's not just inside of a hallway or going around turns like that. It could be that you are, even if it's around an obstacle, if it is something that you have as an obstacle, whether it is a corner of your room that you have set up strategically with a bookshelf that has books on it that can act as cover for you, not just concealment, but for cover, it might be that you need to go around the other side of that. And again, it doesn't have to be a hallway. It can be any sort of an obstacle where you're going to be having to switch hands and switch eyes there. Okay. All right. So that was reason number five. Reason number six is probably one of the most important, and that is to support your backup defensive team. And when we're talking about a home invasion where you have other family members that are in there, you might need your spouse or even a child that can back you up with their own firearm, whether that's inside of a safe room or if you have to go out and get somebody else, then you want to make sure that if you have to leave somebody behind in a room, which isn't always the best decision, but let's say that you keep your spouse and another child, they're in a safe room and you want to make sure that they're covered, but they're not as skilled as you are. Well, this is where that cheating comes into play here, because they don't necessarily have to be as tactically trained as you are. They just have to put that red dot on the attacker and pull the trigger, especially if you're looking at something like a safe room situation. It's going to be in close quarters anyway, so they don't have to take a long-term aiming. They don't need to necessarily know all the fundamentals of keeping steady grip and things like that. All they have to do is put that red dot on the attacker and pull the trigger. It might not be a situation where you're split up in a home invasion. It could be that you're just not there and you are the tactically trained one. Well, if you're not at home, whether that is a child that you trust with getting access to your weapon, or your spouse, that is less trained than you. You want them to be able to have the best opportunity to survive as possible, right? So giving them that backup, that laser, allows them to be less trained if they're not into training as much as you are, and yet still be proficient with that firearm to be able to protect their lives, okay? All right, so those are the top six reasons. But again, it doesn't matter if you're using a handgun, a rifle, or a shotgun. A laser isn't cheating. It actually gives you the life-saving tactical advantage that you need under what you could be considered the worst conditions that you could face in a real home invasion, a real gunfight. Now, one other reason that you may not have invested in a laser for your firearm, because besides those myths there, is the cost. And that's one thing I hear a lot of people say, well, they're really expensive. I'm not sure if it's really all that beneficial. Well, as you can see now, it is beneficial, but it is true that there are a lot of lasers out there. They are higher priced. Usually they end up being around $100 to $150. Now, again, that's not like when you think about all the reasons why I just gave you of why a laser can save your life, I'll invest any amount of money to save my life or a loved one's life, right? But fortunately, prices have come down in recent years, so it does make laser sights a lot more affordable for everyone out there, especially when we look at you want to have them on multiple weapons, whether that's multiple handguns because you want to have a weapon for your spouse and for you in a home invasion, or whether you have multiple weapons that you might have at your reach, like a shotgun or a rifle. You want to have them on all of those. It's beneficial for all of the reasons that we talked about, right? So they have been made a lot more affordable. I always check out different ones from time to time. And what I always do, because maybe my choices change over time, I always put my recent pick up in a referral link, and you can always go check out what I'm personally using there. All you have to do is go over to www.mcsmagazine.com/laser, and that will always lead, that'll always point to the current one that I'm using here. But just as is with any gun gadget out there, you have to avoid the trap of thinking that the gizmo itself is going to be like this magic talisman that's going to like reduce your need to train. I'm sorry to disappoint you, but no, you're still going to have to train. You know, for example, one of the things that you're going to have to understand is that with a laser, you're going to need to shoot with both eyes open. And that goes against what probably 95% of the people out there are actually using, how they're actually using their sights on their weapon. And with a laser sight, you really want to have both of your eyes open. And the reasons for that, there's a few of them, right? So if you're looking at a laser, most likely it's going to be on the rail underneath the barrel of your weapon. So what that means is that if you are in close quarter distances, if you extend that weapon out the way you would normally shoot the firearm, then you might not even see the laser that you have trained on your attacker, because it's going to be at an angle that you're looking down that the weapon is covering up where that laser is actually pointing at. Okay? So this is why whenever we do like low light shooting at a firearms course, typically what you'll see people doing with a laser is they won't actually shoot the way that they normally do. They will like look over top of the weapon. So they'll extend the weapon out a good distance, but it won't go out to full extension. They'll put it out most of the way there, but they want to be able to look over it so that they can see the laser. Well, what that does is it forces you to learn to shoot differently by looking over the gun. And you don't want to shoot differently. You want to have the same basic mechanics so that you're not having to train different ways that you're shooting. So you're going to have to shoot with both eyes open. So if you're right-handed and you're used to closing your left eye and your right eye dominant and you're looking over your sights, well, that's where you're not going to see the laser. However, with both eyes open, your other eye, your non-dominant eye, is going to pick up the laser. So you're going to be shooting the way that you normally would, but your other eye will be picking up that laser on the target there. Okay. So that's why you really want to be able to do this. As a matter of fact, it's another one of the reasons why I do like the laser is that it forces you to open both eyes and look at your attacker instead of your sights, like 95% of all shooters do. So I always tell people that you should always be shooting with both eyes open with your weapons. So if you want to know a better way, make sure that you check out my podcast interview with former Navy SEAL Chris Synog in episode number 176. He and I talk about the benefits and the technique for open-eyed shooting, so you'll learn how to do it there. It's the same technique. The same technique that Chris talks about is the same one that we also propose to people as well. Okay. Okay. Well, that about wraps things up for today. Again, if you don't yet have a laser sight on all of your home defense weapons, hopefully now I have convinced you that you need to. And if you go over to my referral link over there, that you see with the one that I'm currently using and I'm happy with, it's over at www.mcsmagazine.com/laser. Go check it out. What I like also about it is that it's about a third of the price of what most lasers are out there of the same caliber. All right, so go check it out. And until our next Modern Combat and Survival broadcast, this is Jeff Anderson saying prepare, train, and survive.
Modern Combat and Survival.
We hope you've enjoyed the show. You can help us out by rating our podcast on iTunes and leaving a comment. You can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/Modern Combat and Survival. And don't forget to claim your free subscription to Modern Combat and Survival magazine at www.moderncombatandsurvival.com. Lock and load. And we'll see you next time. This has been Modern Combat and Survival.